Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the checkoff's efforts in the classroom.
Absolutely. We have three programs we're quite proud of that focus in on education. The first is we just wrapped up our seventh year of a program we pioneered, incorporating the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program into Oklahoma FFA curriculum. The Masters of Beef Advocacy Program is a free online course that provides farmers, ranchers, youth, and industry allies with the information they need to be advocates for the industry and also answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In another program, we also recently participated in the Wards Program for Ag in the Classroom, honoring teachers and students. We have been a longtime sponsor of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, working to incorporate agriculture literacy into the classroom. We'll also be a key sponsor for the Ag in the Classroom Teachers Tour this summer. And finally, we continue to provide grants for beef purchases to family and consumer science teachers so they can educate their students about beef cookery.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about how the checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, live cattle were able to find support yesterday from steady to slightly higher cash in the South, while the North prices were steady with last week. This can be considered a victory as there was some concern packers had enough purchased ahead, which would make them less aggressive. What really helped was the announcement by Argentina that they're banning all beef exports for 30 days in order to aid in the reduction of rising inflation. It is unclear how much that will help curb inflation in that country, but it certainly may help with export demand. Demand for U.S. boxed beef prices that have been rising dramatically as domestic demand has been very strong. Hog futures finally put in the long-awaited price rally yesterday. That rally closed the upside chart gaps in one fell swoop, either accomplishing that purpose technically before trending sideways or opening the way for further upside potential. Stronger cash finally surfaced, which resulted in packers being able to purchase a significant number of hogs yesterday. July Kansas City wheat's trading about 7.5 cents lower early today after Kansas did receive some rain overnight. The Wheat Quality Council's hard winter wheat tour kicked off day one yesterday with an estimated yield of 59.2 bushels per acre, much higher than USDA's estimate of 52.1 bushels per acre. Day one covered territory in central and northern Kansas and southern Nebraska and is expected to be moderated by less bullish findings later this week. July corn, trading down about 1.5 cents early today with both old crop and new crop prices showing influence from changes in the weather forecast. It's interesting how the bullish surge of commercial demand that took July corn prices to new 8-year highs on May 7th has come to an abrupt halt. And July soybeans trading down about 10 cents early today, drifting away from the bullish surge that took prices to their highest level in 8 years on May 12th. And we're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
June live cattle up $1.40 yesterday, $116.75. August up $1.30, $119.72. August feeder cattle down 82 cents, $151.92. September down 70 at $153.52. And June hogs up $2, $110.65. Kansas City wheat, July down 4.5 yesterday, 647.75. September down 4 cents, 653.5. Chicago wheat, July down 1.75 at 698. September down a half penny, 699. July corn up 5.75, 658.25. September was up 4.5, 571. August soybeans down 4.25, 1521.25. November is up 2.5, 1399.5.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.